many reforms we have in education are bandage reforms. They get at symptoms instead of looking at root causes.
When it comes to low student performance, Dr. Kirkland tells WBFO News, it's important in urban education to look at root causes. He gives examples of teacher bias or inequality. Kirkland says when addressed, there are changes in an education system. He points to some success in New York City.
Here in New York City, we have schools that appreciate students, that bring students' lives and celebrate students' lives in the classroom. Students at these schools are more connected. There's a school, it's called New Design Academy. You know, they have a scratch academy. They bring in, you know, student interest around music, around digital culture, new media. And these become important aspects of the classroom and curriculum. They become prerequisite to reading and writing skills.
When you started out, you said that often there's Band-Aid reforms. What are some examples of that that you've seen fail?
Well, I mean, we've been trying it over and again. If you look at the current state of education, you know, and we look at where, you know, the stressors are, where inequity is, you know, we haven't really moved a needle. We have the same types of, you know, educational debts, you know, Black and Latino boys. You know, on average throughout the country, and I can add, you know, Southeast Asian boys, Cambodian, Vietnamese, and some Native American boys, they still, within the structure of our school system, perform far less well than other populations.
But when you have situations of high poverty rates and you have a lack of parent involvement, how do you get beyond that barrier where they're not receiving it in a home life situation, so they don't even have a base?
One thing we know is that poverty isn't a learning disability. In many ways, you know, the lack of resources can be a barrier to education. But we can resource, you know, education different ways, and young people in, you know, impoverished situations usually do. There is another type of poverty that supports systemic inequity in school, and that's the poverty of imagination. The ways that we think about, you know, youth who come from homes that lack the resources and the experiences of middle class, you know, students. Again, we have to move away from this deficit perspective, this perspective that, you know, looks first at what students lack as opposed to what they possess. And so in your question, you said, you know, they lack these things at home. They lack this, they lack that. But I would ask another question. What do these students possess? And how can we as educators mobilize those resources, the community resources? We call it community wealth. How can we mobilize their personal resources? We call it, you know, funds of knowledge. How can we take their assets and use it within the classroom in order to engage them in this critical and beautiful project of learning? There are a few examples. There are schools here in New York State, in Buffalo. They're engaging youth by having them look at, you know, on websites, by using cell phones. 94% of all youth, regardless of economic situation, have access to a smartphone.
Dr. Kirkland, the Buffalo City School District just hired a superintendent. What is your best advice to him as he heads in to tackle some of the really difficult situations? We've got 25 of our schools under state receivership.
I would say the best solution for, you know, a superintendent in Buffalo, you know, instead of waiting for parents to come in, go out to parents, like get on the ground. Have conversations with kids, have conversations with teachers, and input that, you know, qualitative data into, you know, a system. See what the themes are that emerge. Get a narrative of what the school is, what the problems are, but also what the possibilities might point to. And use that data to begin to construct a new narrative for, you know, Buffalo, you know, City Schools. The other piece is to, you know, begin to, you know, rigorously train and bring in an army of teachers who have at their basis a care and a concern and a commitment for the kids in their community. We know that that teachers are our best intervention when it comes to education.
We've been talking with Dr. David Kirkland, an urban education specialist. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.